Going to Round Lake, regular board meeting, June 13th, 2015.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. And welcome.
Mayor.
No, thank you. I'd like to call to order the regular Village of Round Lake regular meeting. It's 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez?
Trustee
Trevon?
Present.
In light of the Hawks game tonight, it's been recommended that I ask that the whole agenda be omnibus. Can you just send me a motion for it?
I'll recast.
How's that? Mr. Newby, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you, Don. May I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting, June 1, 2015.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any discussion, amendments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.1, public comment. Mr. Duax.
The three things I have in mind are, the first one is the biggest one, and it will be the cure for two of them. The wires over the road of Lakeview Drive, they are not 14 feet high. That means trash trucks cannot drive down the road, at least they will not. So the trash doesn't get picked up on regular schedule. They do, in fact, send a smaller truck occasionally, which can fit under those wires, and the trash does get picked up, but it's kind of hit and miss. The second part of that is, when the big trucks drive down there, they drove off the west side of the road and crushed it. My street is now trash. It's a goat trash. And if you please go down and take a look at it, you would agree. That's right in front of my house, and it's not very attractive, and it could be dangerous. And the next thing is, the house across the street at 714, I guess, or 716 is the correct address, is zoned single-family dwelling, and there's more than one family living there. I realize the village has been working on this problem, and I appreciate their efforts, so I won't say any more about that. I'm aware of it, and hopefully you will continue to try to straighten that situation out. The third thing is, there's a tree at the end of our street, straight at the end, south end of Lakeview Drive, on the dead end part, that is rotten, dead, could fall. There's a family with two small children lived down on that end of the block, and just yesterday, a large piece of tree did in fact fall off of one of the trees located on the Alpine Club's property that fell on a piece of property on, actually, 705, so Will Gold's property. Tree limb apparently was big, you can see that more than not. But it is a dangerous thing that needs to be looked at down there. I don't know what responsibility the city bears for the tree, but it's marked with a big X. Somebody marked it. And that pretty much is what I've got to say. If you have any questions, you might ask me, as I have lived on that street a long time.
Mr. DeWitt, I reported that the same problem I had fallen off of my neighborhood. Has anything been done since about a month ago?
On which?
With the wires.
You're not? I take that back. This gentleman came down, and I think the mayor was there too, as a matter of fact.
I was.
And
so was the public works director,
and
Mr. Bailey.
And down to the north on Lakeview Drive, they did in fact come down and raise, I think it was Comcast, I don't know who, or maybe it was the electric guys. Somebody came down there and picked up those wires. The problem now is, right on the line of 717, there's three wires, phone, electric, and Comcast. All three are less than 14 feet high, because I measured. So, there you go. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let me talk to you.
Mr. Duax,
yes.
The tree with the X on it.
Yes.
Do you know your assumption would be, let me ask this. Adam, are you aware of that tree?
Yes, that's the one with the X on it. It's on the hazard tree removal list. The contract is sitting on my desk right now. Hopefully we'll have to get all those hazard trees removed.
Because I think with the wetness, apparently that's having a great havoc with trees also. I've seen history.
I've been, well, always.
You can let me know when one are going to take some. I'll advise him and the neighbors on that street evaluation. Any other questions?
Well, the neighbor parks under it, so yeah, he's got to move the truck.
Well, as you can tell, we're aware of the situation, and we'll continue with it.
I do have one quick question for you on the house with the several occupants.
Yes.
It's marked, the mailbox is marked 714-716.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that address technically is designated as one number?
Ma'am, I don't know. I'm guessing because the house directly to the south of it is 712. There's no lot in between, so I guess I would have thought 714 would have been the correct answer, but I see it's measured in 14 and 16, and 16 is an empty lot.
So it's possible that this mailbox may have been self-designated?
We have a story with this, Steve.
Yeah. Quickly, the story is post office from Nassau over at 714, they did not recognize that address. 716 was put on the mailbox, and they said, so we got mail to it.
So why wouldn't they recognize 714?
I do not know the blue car. The serious work is the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. At that address, there's a purple or blue tarp across the roof for about a month now. Apparently it has some leakage. So it doesn't do much for the attractiveness of the neighborhood either. It has a house with an enormous blue tarp covering its roof and nailed down with a 2x4.
That's the house we cleaned out 2 years ago.
No. That's all we've done. Steve, would you make a note on the tarp and give that to...
Of course.
Yes.
Is that
what we're
doing?
No. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Duly noted. Thank you, sir. Any other public comments?
Yes, I've got some. Yes,
your name, please.
Heinz, you man.
Well, sir. Hi, Dad.
We having you paid for the yacht waste like 14 years every month. And this year I really have problems to get fixed up. I mentioned it already in my wife calls. I don't think six times you can look at the phone record. We called up the village a couple times. And today we called up again and the lady, whoever was over there, said, oh, our driver was over there and he didn't see a garbage. Sometimes it's 2 weeks, sometimes one time it's 3 weeks, and it's already over 1 week. I got my house for sale, I got the sales center over there, don't look good when the wet garbage laying in the street.
This is yard waste?
Yeah.
And the phone call is being made to waste management?
Yes, many times. And I even mentioned it over here in the village. As they say, you will take the yellow so far. It's bad, you know. It's not so good.
The next time that you have a problem with that, please call me direct.
Got it.
And we have a liaison with waste management, and I can call them directly. And usually when we ran that cage,
you know,
we get attention.
Many times I leave out here and the garbage truck comes in like if I have some lights. I have a made up a long stick with the whole broom up here. I'm holding the wire up so he can break through. Then I wait to pick up his stuff, then he comes back, and then I hold it up again. And then this goes on for months. He's happy, he knows me really good. He's like, come out, I'm home anyway.
You think the yard waste truck doesn't come because of the wire problem?
When he comes with a big truck, yes. When he comes with a smaller truck, he can go through.
Okay.
And then the one truck driver, he's very mad, so he picked up the truck with hands, and he put in by Chief Latino, 1719, which collects all the cans over there. And the people on the end, they're getting mad on everything. So I'm still having two garbage cans over there. I don't know who we want. So that's all.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
Like, sir, Pardon me, I can't get off the floor.
Yeah, my name is Roy Whipple, 705 North Lakeview, which I call a village quite often, right? Which you say is a tree that you marked it, given there's a contract.
Contract is hopefully going to be sent out in the contract.
I've been hearing it for, a long time. Last year they ran out of money, whatever, and I understand all costs coming. I live right next to Alpine Country Club. There's at least four dead trees along the, the fence line. They've been cut trees, I don't know who's doing what. They cut down some live trees. But the one that fell down today, I've been yelling at them, it's a big cottonwood that was hanging over, my garage is right there. And we were sitting out here, crashed today, it wrecked their fence. It ruined their fence.
Is that the tree with the X?
No. This is one of their, this is Alpine tree. And I've gone around with them for years about various trees. I said, this thing's going to fall over. And I'm not being nasty. I'm trying to go like, hey, you got a problem here. When Jimmy Johnson was in charge of maintenance over there, I told him, I said, look at this, this tree is going to fall. He looked at it and went like, ooh, he had his boat trailer parked under there. He moved it. Somebody else pulled under it. The tree fell over, wrecked their trailer. I mean, they're ignorant, I'm not just trying to be a bitch. I'm trying to go like, hey,
We can't impose authority on private property.
The
tree with the X on it that Adam has identified, in the last couple of years, there hasn't been a tree program here. And we have, in the last year and a half anyways, identified dangerous trees. And those trees have been categorized and trying to figure out which ones are the most dangerous. And they will, they are going to be started to remove the tree. I don't know if we can do all of it.
I understand, and I understand the X on the tree, but that's almost washed off already. You know what I mean? And I, last year, like I said, I was yelling about that tree last year. Nothing happened, and then they said they ran out of money. I've called a couple times this year. Well, we haven't had a contract yet. Somebody's on vacation. Mouth service crap, you know what I mean? That's all it is. And it's, again, hanging over wires and stuff, so if everybody screws around and falls over and tears down the wires, then you got another problem. I just, and I understand all costs money, believe me, but it's like, deal with it, Things happen, you got to take care of it. If you don't, it costs more money.
Adam, any idea when the contracts will go out? When we get further information on that particular tree, please let us know so we can contact you.
There you go. I appreciate it.
How many trees do we have right now on the list?
Right now, I think we have about 50 trees.
Yeah, I understand. I understand this isn't, but it's like...
Commissioner, I assure you that money is not the asset for getting these trees down. Money doesn't have a to do it because you can't access visit the project and get it out. So that takes a little bit of time. But we're going to work on it and we'll see some progress this year.
Hope so.
Last year, the emphasis was on trying to plant new trees and get newer trees out there.
Right, yeah.
And I think this year our discussion has always been the priority is to take care of the dangerous trees and get those out first. So I think this year we have a different approach to how we're taking care of trees. The dead need to come out first.
Yeah. I appreciate, I understand, money, time.
When we have a contract identified, we will be in touch with you.
And there's nothing, I called his name is Bruce, let me get this straight, Alpiner or something like that, I believe.
Oh, Alpine?
Yeah.
And we can't do anything with that.
With dead trees and stuff?
Not on private property.
Not on private property. You've got to go deal with that directly.
And a few years ago, there was, they were taking out a lot of the trees down there, but there was just a little town that stopped, but they were planting some trees. So there was a big payday, but they were removing a lot of trees. The screen is correct, so I just know that this
fit. They have trying to clean it up, but it's like they worry about the club part of it, and they don't care about the fence line. But anyway, I'm done. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Very good. Thank you, everybody. May I get a motion for the consent agenda items 5.1 through 5.6 as follows. Approve accounts payable in the amount of $483,840.47. Approve the payroll for the period ending May 31, 2015. In the amount of $134,949. Adopt a resolution approving an economic developer consultant contract with Gino D. Vino. We have to correct that. That's not the proper last name. 5.4, adopt an ordinance adopting prevailing wage rates to be paid to laborers, mechanics, and other workers performing construction of public works for the village of Round Lake. 5.5, adopt a resolution waiving the bidding requirements and approving plow truck refurbish. And 5.6, adopt a resolution approving a work order from Baxter Woodman Incorporated for the design of Forest Avenue and McGillis Drive pavement rehabilitation project.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trippon. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Trippon? Aye. Trustee Boyd?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye.
Trustee Crowley?
Aye. Motion carries.
Clerk's
office.
The village hall will be closed on Friday, July 3rd. And then also the United Township Youth Baseball Parade will be on Saturday the 4th, starting pretty sure at 9 o'clock. I gave everybody a copy of this was sent to me regarding the parade permit. I haven't received anything from Clay himself, but I think it's an open invitation. I did email him tonight saying, hey, can we still do it? I'm sure we can, all the municipalities. So I don't know who was interested. I'll be more than happy to pick up the candy again. So give us a couple weeks to talk about it.
They have not done a very good job of communicating with us this year. Do we have board members of the show of hands who would be interested in attending the parade? Let's move forward through it. We are going to build a float. Adam, I will need a driver.
Mr. Mayor, with the Avon Council baseball, it's always the same every year. Not here to be a vacation, but it's open invitation.
I know the last couple of years I would get several emails that came across my desk, and this year they emailed you for a permit.
Right, and I think last year was because of Washington Street and the Green Route.
Yep.
But I think it's like
instead of
an invite.
Very good. Anything else? Adopt an ordinance granting a zoning variation for setback less than the minimum requirement at 515 North Cedar Lake Road. Can I get a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crayley. Any discussion? Do I need a roll call on this? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Yes.
Trustee Crayley.
Yes.
Trustee Connolly.
Yes.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thanks, Trustee Griffin.
Aye. It's down here. This is the issue. You must be right-handed.
Motion carries. And item 12.2, adopt an ordinance granting a zoning variation for a setback less than the minimum requirement at 1155 South Amarias Drive. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Kirkland.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
In light of the sporting events, I do not have any comments. Trustees' comments.
You know what I mean?
I called the Elkhorn. You were talking about Elkhorn. I called him a couple of weeks ago. That gentleman had a problem with there was a license bring up against the fence, and they prepared for that later. So, and I explained to him basically things that you told him that I listened to.
Very good. With that, making a motion to adjourn. Boy, that's quick. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Fry.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion. We are adjourned at 7:20.
Wow.